Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. There's no declared winner yet in the U.S. presidential election. 270 electoral college votes are needed to secure the presidency. The Associated Press has called 264 votes for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and 214 votes for President Trump. The states left to be called are Alaska, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Earlier today, officials in Georgia reported that Biden had taken a slight lead over Trump as ballot counting continues. Earlier, officials in Pennsylvania reported Biden has overtaken Trump in that state, too. But NPR's Windsor Johnston reports ballots also continue to be counted in Pennsylvania, including in urban areas that are Democratic strongholds.
Election officials continue to count mail-in and absentee ballots in the Philadelphia and Pittsburgh areas. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman tells NPR that the margin between Trump and Biden is shrinking.
There is not one county or region in Pennsylvania where those ballots don't skew wildly to Joe Biden.
With 20 electoral votes at stake, a win in Pennsylvania could push Biden over the 270 votes needed to take the White House. President Trump needs all of the remaining states, including Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, to win re-election. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Philadelphia.
In Nevada, Biden retains a lead over Trump. Ballot counting continues in Clark County, the most populous county in Nevada. It's home to Las Vegas, where Trump supporters gathered last night.
We want Trump! We want Trump!
Clark County election officials say they expect to release updated figures on ballot counting in Nevada later today. Stocks opened lower this morning despite a better-than-expected jobs report for October. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 150 points in early trading.
U.S. employers added 638,000 jobs in October. That's down slightly from the month before, but still stronger than many forecasters were expecting. Unemployment fell by a full percentage point to 6.9%. That drop came even as hundreds of thousands of people joined or rejoined the job market. Women entered the labor force at nearly twice the rate that men did in October, partially reversing a widespread exodus of women the month before. Some of the larger job gains came in restaurants, retail, and construction. The Census Bureau cut 147,000 jobs as it wrapped up its once-a-decade headcount. State and local governments cut jobs in education. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 158 points at 28,232. The Nasdaq is down 140 points. This is NPR. The number of diagnosed coronavirus cases continues to skyrocket in the U.S. Johns Hopkins University says more than 121,000 new cases were reported on Thursday. That's a new daily record high. There is no U.S. state where virus cases are decreasing. Nearly 235,000 people have perished of COVID-19 in the U.S. As virus cases again begin to rise across the Navajo Nation, the tribal government is moving to reimpose nighttime and weekend curfews. Emma Gibson of Arizona Public Media has more.
The weekend curfew will be more flexible than previous lockdowns, with essential businesses like grocery stores and laundromats open for limited hours during the first two weekends of November. Here's Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez.
That way we can keep our Navajo people on the Navajo Nation, so that they don't leave the Navajo Nation and possibly catch the virus and bring it back, or vice versa.
Nez hopes the move will decrease visits to businesses in border towns with looser health requirements. The Navajo Nation had the highest per capita COVID rate during the first wave of the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Emma Gibson in Tucson.
Violence continues in Ethiopia, where Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed continues to insist that a continuing law enforcement operation is needed to subdue fighters from a well-armed Ethiopian state. But human rights groups and diplomats say dialogue is what's required. With little information, observers are warning of the growing danger of civil war in Ethiopia. This is NPR.